You're listening to Classic FM.
Were you singing along? Maybe just humming? Onata Lux by Morten Lauridsen, performed by the Chamber Choir of Europe, and you, I hope, with I Virtuosi Italiani under Nicole Matt. And before it, Margarita Taylor, star in the spotlight during Classic FM Drive all this week. Nicola Benedetti played Massenet's Meditation, the London Symphony Orchestra beside her, conducted by Daniel Harding, and of course Margarita back on Monday night, 6:15. She'll have a brand new star in the spotlight, and I have them to play for you before 2 this morning, so you can find out exactly who it is if you stay up a little bit longer. Katie Brethwick, keeping you company this morning. How are you? Having a wonderful weekend, I hope. I've got my eldest home at the moment, which means lots of socks and empty beer cans everywhere, and it's flipping wonderful. I have an all-nighter on the way for you from Mendelssohn shortly after a little sprinkling of joy from Franz von Zuppe.
Thank you.
music to get you up out of your bed, I think. Certainly up out of this chair, from Franz von Zuppe, the overture from Morning, Noon and Night in Vienna. You heard the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields on Classic FM, conducted by Sir Neville Mariner. I've been back in the studio with Sam Pettis. Can you believe I had to reach for his name there? I seem to spend all my spare time with him at the moment, making new episodes of our podcast, You're Wrong About ADHD. And I'm really, really proud of the episodes we've made so far. We dropped a bonus episode, start of series four, earlier this week. And the brand new series drops on the 23rd of April. You can, of course, go back and listen to all of the previous episodes if you are somebody who is mulling a diagnosis or has already been diagnosed. We talked to some brilliant people about how to cope with the challenges, and we share a few of the stories of our own along the way. It's been enormous fun to make. Katie Brathwick here with you this morning with an all-nighter to play you right after this. A trip to Downton Abbey with John Lunn. The theme from Downton Abbey, written by John Lunn, performed on Classic FM by the City of Prague Philharmonia Orchestra. James Fitzpatrick there, conductor. I've been asked what was the name of the podcast that I make with Sam Pittis. I could have sworn I said it. You're Wrong About ADHD, it's called, and you can find it on Global Player, especially if that's how you're listening this morning, or frankly, wherever you listen to your podcasts. You're Wrong About ADHD, it's called. Right, all-nighter time. Are you working the night shift this morning? Then you can take this as a very special dedication to you. From Mendelssohn, your shot of energy, his violin concerto in E minor. Thank you.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
19th century English female composer, Alice Mary Smith. She wrote a couple of symphonies and a heap of choral music. That was her and Dante for clarinet and orchestra on Classic FM. Angela Malmesbury played with the London Mozart Players, conducted by Howard Shelley. Just before it, your all-nighter, your longer piece to give you some extra energy if you are staying up tonight for whatever reason you might be doing so. From Mendelssohn this morning, his violin concerto in E minor. Young Christian Lee played with the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Andrew Davis. I saw him play with the Wellington College Orchestra back when he was just 11 years old, and it was an extraordinary experience because you couldn't believe that this performance was coming out of this little kid who just wandered onto the stage, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, full of enthusiasm and excitement about what he was about to do. The most incredibly self-possessed performer in one so young. Extraordinary. Katie Brathwick, choosing music for you all night long. I've got a couple of movie tunes coming up for you in a moment for reasons I will explain after this from J.S. Bach.
Thank you.
a special transcription for piano of Wachet auf by J.S. Bach. Zion here is the Watchman singing, performed on Classic FM by Alessio Bax. I said I had a couple of movie tunes to play before the news at 2 o'clock, because Classic FM Live at the movies is on the way. It's on the 24th of April, and my goodness me, are there some amazing people on that lineup, including the fabulous Anna Lapwood, the organist, broadcaster, general amazing musician, who is going to be joining Classic FM as a presenter very soon, and I cannot wait to meet her. She's one of those people I've been admiring from a distance for a very, very long time. But she is going to be on stage playing the organ at Classic FM Live at the movies. There are a handful of tickets still available. Do log on to Global Player or classicfm.com if you would like them. 24th of April is the date. And to celebrate, two pieces back to back from the movie world. Let's start with something from Rachel Portman. This is Passage of Time from Chocolat.
Music for spring.
This is Classic FM.
Thank you.
back-to-back movie tunes. That was Patrick Doyle's music for Cinderella, the live-action adaptation directed by Ken Branagh back in 2021. Patrick Doyle played La Valse d'Amour on Classic FM. And before it, from Rachel Portman, The Passage of Time from the movie Chocolat. The news awaits, and then we're into your sleepy hour on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
This is what award-winning customer service sounds like from real Octopus Energy calls.
I've dealt with many utility companies for many years across several properties, and Octopus are an absolute breath of fresh air.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running.
How about Specsave Ears?
Not sure.
Do you get it? Specsave Ears?
Yeah, but no.
Oh, okay. Specs, and we also do hearing too savers.
Think about it. Should have gone to Specs, and we also do hearing too savers. Can't see it catching on.
Okay, so we're saying Specsavers do eyes and ears. Senses savers!
Technically true.
Yeah.
But actually terrible.
Oh.
At Specsavers, we're hearing experts too, and have been for over 20 years.
Oh, should we just stick to Specsavers then?
Yeah.
Book a free hearing check today.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like...
Are you better now?
And I said, yeah, lots better, thanks. But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. Nottinghamshire's Fire and Rescue Service has declared a major incident after a gas explosion at a house in Worksop. It happened on Saturday evening, with homes in the area around John Street being evacuated. The business secretary has begun giving instructions to British Steel after emergency legislation designed to save its blast furnaces in Scunthorpe was passed by Parliament. A new law giving the government control over the site came into force at midnight. Former Conservative leader Ian Duncan-Smith says the government had to take action against the Chinese owners.
What they were going to do was shut the blast furnaces. And if they'd shut the blast furnaces, it would have meant we'd have been a prisoner of China dumping their slab steel into the UK. And that is simply not acceptable. So the government did the right thing and we supported them.
A regional governor in the northeast of Ukraine is claiming a Russian-guided bomb has struck a house in the town of Kupiansk. They say four people have been injured and more may be trapped beneath rubble in the Kharkiv region.